KPBS On Demand is supported by Walter Anderson Nursery, family-owned and operated since 1928, providing San Diego with gardening expertise and independent service for four generations. For more information, visit walteranderson.com.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Monday, June 15th. A high school district in South San Diego County held its first graduation ceremony in Tijuana. More on that next, but first, the headlines. Heads up for anyone traveling on San Marcos Boulevard between Knights Realm and Rancho Santa Fe Road. Today through Friday, starting at 7:30 a.m., construction crews are working to improve traffic flow and make safety improvements along the road. Crews plan to remove a left-hand turn running eastbound on San Marcos Boulevard into the shopping center, extend multiple left-turn lanes heading westbound on San Marcos Boulevard, and extend median fencing in front of a high school to guide students to cross the street at crosswalks. The city of San Marcos says to expect delays and is asking drivers to plan ahead. Construction is scheduled to end each day at 4:30 p.m. Trader Joe's is coming to Claremont. The San Diego Union-Tribune says that while an exact address hasn't been released just yet, there is a pending application for a license to sell alcohol at the Claremont Town Square. The newspaper says that adding a Trader Joe's at Claremont Town Square could help revitalize the shopping center. And in other grocery-related news, Whole Foods Market is set to make their return to Encinitas at the Encinitas Marketplace Shopping Center, along with what will be their second Trader Joe's location as well. As the 2026 FIFA World Cup rolls along, Yelp says the best sports bar in the country is right here in our backyard. Shakespeare Pub & Grill has been in San Diego since 1990 and was recently ranked first overall out of Yelp's top 100 sports bars of 2026. Yelp says the local hotspot pairs a traditional British pub with the sunny backdrop of SoCal. The pub is known for British staples like fish and chips, shepherd's pie, and bangers and mash, as well as an extensive range of British ales, cocktails, teas, and snacks. The review website says Shakespeare's is a go-to spot for soccer fans and a potential hotspot during this year's World Cup. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting a new 2025 RAV4 with on- and off-the-road versatility and available all-wheel drive with gas, hybrid, and plug-in options available. Visit your Toyota dealer for more. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
It's that time of the year. Students across the region are graduating from high school. One district in South San Diego County held a ceremony in Tijuana. Education reporter Katie Anastas says it lets students celebrate with family members who can't cross the border.
Students in graduation caps and gowns walk to their seats in the gym at Centro de Enseñanza Técnica y Superior. It's a university in Tijuana. They're from more than a dozen high schools in the Sweetwater Union High School District. In the bleachers, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and siblings cheer them on. Beatriz Flores Carrillo is here celebrating her grandson. She says it's a step forward, and she's excited because he's done so well.
Es un paso para adelante. Y me emociona mucho porque siempre ha salido bien sobresaliente.
Her daughter, Ruth Jimenez, says the celebration wouldn't be complete without her.
It means a lot because she's been with us. And my kids, she's been with them since they were little. So she's a second mom to them.
This is the first time the Sweetwater Union High School District has held a graduation ceremony in Tijuana. Some universities have done the same in recent years, including San Diego State University and Southwestern College. The high school district looked to those ceremonies as examples. They surveyed students and parents to see if there was interest. Superintendent Moises Aguirre says families are grateful.
It really allows us to turn the narrative of the border into something positive. It's a place of coming together, not a place of conflict.
Jaime Rojo Marin's daughter crossed the border every morning to go to Chula Vista High School. He says he's completely happy and proud of his daughter. She's a dedicated person.
Estoy completamente feliz y orgulloso por mi hija porque, pues como lo voy a repetir, es una persona muy dedicada, somos una persona muy dedicada a lo que hacemos, amamos lo que hacemos y pues siempre para adelante.
His daughter, Shade Rojo Ramirez, spoke at the ceremony. She told her classmates that they were there because of the people who believe in them.
Familias que tomaron una decisión trascendental, enviar a sus hijos, a sus nietos, a sus sobrinos, a estudiar al otro lado de la frontera, sin certeza sobre el resultado, sin garantías de llegar hasta el final, solo con la fe puesta en un mejor futuro mejor.
Without guarantees of making it to the end, only with faith in a better future. She says high school wasn't without its challenges. She was learning English. She'd wake up before dawn to cross the border.
It was a sacrifice because the line is like 2 hours to cross every day.
But she says there were also moments of victory, like the day she understood an entire class taught in English, or the day she earned a spot on her school's honor roll. She says the first thing she did was share it with her parents.
Porque ese papel no solo estaba mi nombre, estaba su sacrificio, su esfuerzo, su fe inquebrantable en mí. En ese momento entendí que no solo estaba avanzando yo, los estaba poniendo en alto en ellos.
She realized it wasn't just her who was moving forward. She was also lifting them up. 200 students walked across the stage. At the end, they moved the tassels on their caps from the right to the left.
Graduados, a la cuenta de tres, moverán su borla del lado derecho al lado izquierdo.
District leaders hope this is the start of an annual tradition that brings students and their families together.
Tres. Felicidades, Generación 2026.
Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Riders on San Diego's public transit systems could be paying more as early as this fall if the region's planning agency approves a fare increase to help cover the deficit. Public Matters reporter Jake Gatta details how a new proposal would shield low-income riders from that price hike.
The San Diego Metropolitan Transit System, or MTS, is facing a structural budget deficit that started back when ridership collapsed during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's why the board voted to recommend fare increases earlier this year. The San Diego Association of Governments, or SANDAG, is set to consider the higher fare structure in July after it moves through their transportation committee. But on Thursday, the MTS board approved a plan to protect lower-income riders from those higher fares. City Council member and MTS board director Sean Elo Rivera introduced a plan to freeze fares for riders who are enrolled in CalFresh, Medi-Cal, or CalWorks. Here's what he told KPBS about the plan.
First and foremost is protecting people who are vulnerable, who depend on our system.
The plan was approved by the MTS board despite some questions about the impact on revenues. MTS staff was unsure of how many regular riders would qualify. Higher fares won't be enough to cover long-term deficits anyway. By 2030, the agency has to look for other revenue sources regardless. MTS staff made clear a local sales tax measure, which voters would need to approve in 2028, would be the most viable long-term strategy. Jake Gatta, KPBS News.
A warning to our audience, this next story discusses suicide. A long-expected suicide barrier is coming to the San Diego Coronado Bay Bridge. State Coastal Commissioners greenlit the barrier last week. Reporter Tammy Murga spoke with a retired firefighter who tried for years to get a barrier built there.
In 2019, Caltrans added bird spikes to the San Diego Coronado Bay Bridge as a deterrent. But it remains the second most frequently used bridge for suicide in California. Now, a more permanent solution is coming. State Coastal Commissioners have approved Caltrans' proposal to build an 8-foot-tall steel mesh barrier. It will go on top of the bridge's guardrails. Coastal Commissioner Vivian Moreno says installing the barrier
is going to save lives, supporting first responders who have the difficult job of leading rescues and also ensuring ongoing access to the coast.
Wayne Strickland was one of those first responders. He's a retired firefighter who has long pushed for a barrier on the Coronado Bridge.
Things do get better. And of course, preventing this well-known suicide hotspot is going to save a lot of lives.
Caltrans expects to begin construction this fall and have it ready by 2028. Tammy Murga, KPBS News.
If you or someone you know needs help, contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by calling or texting the number 988. A new effort by the Trump administration to ramp up deportations made its San Diego debut Friday when dozens of immigrants were scheduled for morning hearings with the same judge. Reporter Andrew Dyer says lawyers are concerned about due process.
Master hearings are routine in immigration court. They usually come early in the process. Court observer Ken Nollett has been attending the hearings in San Diego for months. He says normally on a busy day, one judge might have 20 cases.
This morning in courtroom 6, it was about 90 cases.
The Justice Department began holding these so-called mega master hearings around the country last month. Nollett and others say people are having hearing dates changed with little notice from immigration officials. This matters because a judge can order that someone be deported if they don't show up to their hearing. Nollett says more than half the people scheduled Friday were no-shows due to the short notice. Immigration lawyer Paulina Reyes says the court has set people up to fail.
I think that this new policy and practice is designed to get more in absentia orders, to get more people removed without due process.
In a statement to KPBS, the DOJ's immigration office says the schedule changes are meant to clear up the court's backlog. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is edited by Brooke Ruth and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by ACLU of San Diego and Imperial Counties. The work of the ACLU is about closing the gap between the America that was promised and the America that is. Learn more at www.aclu-sdic.org.